everyone. Thank you for tuning into the Stuff I Heard podcast. I'm Joshua Peak. I'm your host. And we are entering, this is April. Lots of fun stuff going on in April. Most recently, we had to do our taxes. Yeah. Now, when I was younger, I used to think, I want to be grown one day so I can do what I want and say what I want and go where I want and be what I want. And becoming an adult is a scam. You don't get to do any of those things because you have to, in order to do the things you want, you have to sometimes do things you don't want. And to do them and be safe, sometimes you have to set parameters upon yourself, like a budget, like going to bed at a decent time, eating your vegetables, all of the things that you, as a kid, are told, you got to do this. You're like, and then you get older and you're like, I kind of need to eat some vegetables because I feel better when I do. Oh, I need to go outside and get some exercise because I feel better when I do. All of the things, like going to bed at a decent time. I need to do this so that I can feel better to do more things. You have things you want to do and you have to do things to get there. And weirdly, paying taxes is part of that. I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of paying taxes. I pay a lot in taxes. There is the argument that I should be so lucky to pay taxes. Oh, look at you being able to pay taxes and not have to worry about, you know, war on your own homeland or, you know, things of that nature. And yeah, I do take it for granted. It is disheartening when you hear the mismanagement of the money from the government and how they freely give money away to people who maybe don't need it as much as the people that are right here helping pay the taxes. That's aggravating. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We got our taxes done. I'm happy to say that it was as painless as possible. I use a local tax service here in town, Palmetto Tax. Shout out to Palmetto Tax. I've been using them for years. when I first got out of the Marine Corps, I needed to get my taxes done somewhere. And I just asked around, hey, who do you use? And at the time, here in Florence, South Carolina, a lot of the people that I knew went to Palmetto Tax Service. And I said, well, let's give it a shot. And at the time, I had just gotten out of the Marine Corps as a corporal. And I didn't make much money. I want to say as a corporal, back in 1998, I think I made $24,000. And that sounds awful on the outside. Now, with that, I also got free healthcare that was included. That wasn't part of the money. I had housing, basic housing, which included a barracks room and a shared bathroom with other people. And I had food, if I went to the chow hall, that I could eat for free. Of course, the chow hall was really far away, and to get there, you had to drive from where I was at. So you needed a vehicle, and of course, that cost money. And if you wanted to do anything outside of those parameters, or if you had responsibilities like I did, I had two kids and a soon-to-be ex-wife, I had to work a second job just to be able to afford to do anything, because that's not a lot of money. It's really not. So when I got out, I went and got my taxes done, and the lady said, oh boy, you didn't make much at all. And I was like, yeah, I'm well aware of that. And she was like, yeah, you should probably make more. I was like, thank you, Shirley. I appreciate it. Shirley was her name. And here we are. That was 98 and this is 2024. So that was what, 26 years ago. And I've been using Cheryl, the people at Palmetto Tax ever since. And Sherry's the lady who's done my taxes for most of those. And now when I go in, I got all my ducks in a row and I got my paperwork done. And my wife and I had spent the last weekend, 2 days worth, getting things together because of the podcast and because of the YouTube and all that fun stuff. And, you know, gathering up receipts and realizing what we're spending for this and that and the other. And I would love for there to be a podcast about money, about the money of doing this and how to do it correctly. Or if anybody knows somebody who does this and has some tips to give me, that would be super awesome. Because I don't know what I'm doing. I am doing this as I learn. And what I learn, I've been sharing. But it gets in that weird realm when you talk about money. Because what is the right thing? What are you doing? What is shareable? What's not shareable? is there a class? Is there a symposium? Is there a way for you to discuss what is business? What is not business? All of that's very confusing, but you know, whatever. So this is the Stuff I Heard podcast. Let me talk about a few stuff I heard, because I know you guys are like, we came here for this content, not for you to talk about your stupid taxes. Oh my God. And I get it. Listen, I'm with you. let me look at my notes here, because I got some open tabs. I started off the week wanting something lighthearted. I was just in the mood, I guess, because of Easter and hanging out with my grandson and having friends over and stuff like that. I wanted something kind of easy, and just scrolling through channels. I don't know where I originally saw this. Maybe, it was on Amazon. Okay. Amazon Prime, Minions, The Rise of Gru. Now, of course, I remember Minions hitting the movies back in the day. Steve Carell being the main character, Gru, and the cute little minions that look like little yellow pills. They're so adorable. And anytime I can watch anything with them, I watch it, because I'm a sucker for the cute little yellow guys. And this was a cute movie. I didn't really expect much, and it was cute. It was just, there's no other way to describe it. It's cute. Lots of voice characters, huge cast. I didn't know that Russell Brand did the voice of Dr. Nefario. That was kind of cool. I had to Google that. I was like, wait, what? For real? But this one also had the late Alan Arkin in it, playing a character called Wild Knuckles. And Michelle Yeoh, how do you pronounce that? Y-E-O-H. Michelle Yeoh. Anyway, she's from everything I watch. she plays a character in the show, which I thought was super. I recognized her voice right away. Julie Andrews is in it. Recognized her voice. I didn't know Jean-Claude Van Damme was in it. There was a character that they called Jean-Claude. He's got claws like a crab. Anyway, he's in it. I thought that was pretty cute. Didn't know it was his voice until I looked it up. But then when I opened up the listing of other characters, literally you have to scroll through 50-ish voices in this of different characters. It's pretty amazing. So, you know, Steve Carell has definitely created an empire upon the group of Minions because of the popularity of the Minions and of Gru, and that's awesome. So I'm sure it's one of those things where in the beginning, they just get one person to do like the main talent part. And then as the popularity grows, they ask other people, hey, would you also be interested in doing a little part for this? And as the success goes, different people are like, I'd love to be a part of that. That'd be great. Because why not, right? You know, Snoop Dogg famously said years ago, ain't no fun unless my friends have some. And there's some wisdom to that, okay? You want more than anything to not only succeed, but have your friends as part of your success, because it makes it more enjoyable. So watch that. Then I started watching a series that's on Amazon Prime that I've seen advertised, but just hadn't watched until recently. And I got to tell you, I binged this very quickly. Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Amazon Prime. Now, when I saw it advertised, right away, I thought about the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and how much I liked that movie back then. But I was like, how are they going to make a series off of a movie? Because you got to have episodes. I mean, what? How are they going to do this? What is the story going to be? So here's the story that is listed on Google. It says, John and Jane Smith become secret agents for a mysterious organization. Their work puts both their skills and their spies and the relationship to the test. I read that weird. Their work puts both their skills as spies and their relationship to the test. That's how I should have read it. The two have a deal with the world full of dangers. And basically, they're learning how to be in a relationship while they're also learning to be, or while they're also being spies. They're supposed to be, basically, it starts off with them in an interview process, and they become a couple because of this interview process. Basically, being married as a cover, and they have to learn each other while also not trusting each other fully. So, you know, just imagine if you were going to be a spy, and then you're paired up with someone who's a spy, and you're suspicious of everything, right? But in the meanwhile, they kind of have to get along and be presentable as a married couple. And so, you know, there's trials and tribulations that go along with that. And then there's always the question of, is this person lying to me or are they using me because they're trying to be this super spy? So, yeah, huge cast, lots of people you'll recognize. I Googled it and I was amazed. But right off the bat, John Smith is played by Donald Glover. Huge fan of Donald Glover. Of course, as a Star Wars fan, he played Lando Calrissian in the Han Solo movie, and hopefully we'll play him again in other things. He's also in the Spider-Verse. He's the live-action Panther that's in Spider-Verse. Yeah. And then, of course, his counterpart, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, but it's Maya, I want to say Erskine, E-R-S-K-I-N-E. She plays Jane. She's also the voice of the main character in Blue Eyed Samurai, which I was really happy to figure out. That was awesome because I was like, man, she sounds so familiar. And I've seen her in other stuff. I just couldn't place it until I Googled her. And I was like, okay. It's amazing how sometimes characters appear within your peripheral and you go, I got to keep an eye out for that person. And then you forget, right? If they're not like one of the main characters that does all the talking, you forget that they're in things. And then you see them in other things and you're like, oh, I didn't realize I like this so much. Oh, this is so great. Yeah. So anyway, this show is about 8 episodes to start off with. They're all really, really fantastic. I didn't know what to expect. I was pleasantly surprised. The action is great. The settings are awesome. The storyline never lingers too long anywhere. The only thing that I didn't like, and this is kind of a spoiler, if you don't want spoilers, don't listen to this one little part. Okay. Cover your ears and go la, la, la for just a second. Okay. Towards the end, when they're like at each other, there's a booby trap at John's mom's house. And when you walk in the front door, there's like a tripwire. They don't address that again. Like they go away from that to other action and the movie just keeps going along, but they don't talk about the fact that did his mom go home then and then blow herself up at the door? Cause they never went back and undid that. I mean, that's the one loose end that didn't really anyway. So if you've watched this show or if you've just listened to that part and you're like, what? And you see this part, hit me up. I want to talk about it because it's kind of bothering me. I mean, yeah. So anyway, great show. I want to see more. It ends on a situation where you can tell they're going to write it as though everything's fine and then they're on to the next thing, but it sort of ends on a cliff note. Okay. So Mr. and Mrs. Smith, check it out. Amazon Prime. Highly recommend. A lot of fun. All right. Then, of course, I'm also watching series that come out like once a week. So I'm watching The Bad Batch on Disney Plus. For all the Star Wars fans, I mean, not that I'm one, but I mean, maybe just a little bit. If you look over my shoulders, you can see all the Disney stuff, all of the Star Wars stuff. Oh, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Shh. It's called backdrop. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, back to the story. Bad Batch is pretty good. Things are moving along. Story's moving along. Kind of disappointed in this season, except for a few cameos of Asajj Ventress and Cad Bane. Just waiting for something to happen. You know, it's a lot of waiting. But anyway, I'll talk about that once the series is over. Just a few more weeks to go. I'm also watching Invincible on Amazon Prime. That did finish, but I don't know if I want to talk about it this week. I want to wait. But I did watch a movie called Whiplash. Whiplash came out in 2014. It is on Netflix right now. It's going to leave Netflix at the end of April. So if you want to watch it, I highly recommend checking it out. The rundown of Whiplash, Andrew Neiman, played by Miles Teller, is an ambitious young jazz musician. He's a drummer in pursuit of a rising to the top of his elite music conservatory. Terrence Fletcher, which is played by J.K. Simmons, an instructor known for his terrifying teaching methods, discovers Andrew and transfers the aspiring drummer into the top jazz ensemble, forever changing the young man's life. But Andrew's passion to achieve perfection quickly spirals into obsession, and his ruthless teacher pushes him to the brink of his ability and his sanity. Dun, dun, dun. Now, this had a low budget. The budget was only $3.3 million. I don't know how much they made, but I hope it's way more than $3.3 million. It doesn't say how much they made. Again, you don't need to know anybody else in the whole thing. Those two characters are all you really need to know, because those two characters carry the movie. Paul Reiser plays Andrew's dad in the show. And there is a great moment between him and his dad where at the end, they're playing a famous jazz song called Caravan. And Miles Teller had to have learned to play the drums in order to play this. Not only play the drums, but play the drums really, really, really well. Like exceptionally well. Like there's only a certain amount of tricks that you can do with editing and cutaways. And he had to have just enveloped his life in jazz drumming in order to be this guy. As well as J.K. Simmons learning to play the piano. There's a moment where he's playing the piano very well. But Miles Teller is supposed to be playing someone who is the greatest jazz drummer of a generation. And there's a moment where he's on stage and he's playing Caravan, doing a solo that is just beautiful anarchy with the drums. And his dad, played by Paul Reiser, has a moment where he sees him and his eyes have this effect of wonder and amazement and awe of what he's seeing. And as someone who isn't necessarily a jazz music fan, but I can appreciate what that is. This is amazing. This show, this movie, I got chills talking about it right now. I got cold chills on my arms and legs. This movie is amazing. J.K. Simmons plays a really nasty guy who's supposed to be his professor, who pushes everybody as hard as he can. I mean, as physically hard and mentally as hard as he can, to the point of breaking all of them. Everybody within his ensemble. And he talks a little bit about that. He talks a little bit about being able to find that once in a lifetime talent and pushing that person to be that even more, to be their best. And there is a bit of insanity that comes along with it. There is a bit of obsession. There is a bit of injury to oneself in order to do the thing that you want. He even has a moment where he breaks up with a girlfriend because he tells her, "This is what I want, and it's going to cost me you, and I'd rather you not hurt anymore now and maybe be distracted, because I'm going to be the best jazz drummer the world's ever seen. And because of that, we can't be together." He breaks up with a girl because he realizes I'm going to be the best. And he wants it so bad that he's willing to ruin everything to do it. And he's not wrong. Yeah. So if you want to watch something really powerful, really just wow, Whiplash. It's on Netflix. It's going to leave at the end of the month. It won a bunch of awards, deservingly. Check it out. All right. So then yesterday, as a palate cleanser, I walk in from messing around in the garage most of the day, and my wife is watching the beginnings of Pixar's Monsters University on Disney Plus. So I watched Monsters University because it's adorable. It's adorable. It's hard not to sit and watch Monsters anything. Okay. John Goodman was made to play J.P. Sullivan. Billy Crystal was made to play Mike Wazowski. Is there a need to say anything else? I mean, if you've seen any of these, you get it. It's perfect. The rundown of Monsters University is kind of a take back to when they were little, supposedly graduating from Monsters High School to go to Monsters University, you know, because you're whatever. So the rundown here says, ever since he was a kid, Monster, Mike Wazowski, has dreamed of becoming a scarer. To make his dream a reality, he enrolls at Monsters University. During his first semester, he meets Sully, a natural-born scarer. Sully and Mike engage in a fierce rivalry. Yes, rivalry. That ultimately gets them both kicked out of Monsters University's elite scare program. To make things right, Mike and Sully, along with a bunch of misfit monsters, will have to learn to work together. It's a great story. It's a great story. Great movie. Fun. Great for the whole family. There's lots of little truths in it. And yeah, it's fun. It's a fun movie. That's it. That's all I got. Is that good? Is that good for an episode? 21 minutes? Yeah, sure. Why not? Sometimes they're short. I also stayed up to watch the women's college basketball, the Final Four. Saw South Carolina and Iowa win. The South Carolina game was dominant. At no time did I not think that they were going to win. They were dominant the entire game, ended up winning by a lot. And the Iowa game was down to the last second as to who had possession and who was doing what. Not only did Caitlin Clark show her ability, but also it was a great stage for Connecticut to show how good they were as well. There was not one weak element to that entire game. It was as physical as you could ever ask for a game to be, and as thrilling as a game I've ever seen. This ranks to me right up there with watching Michael Jordan with the Bulls play against Gary Payton and the Supersonics back in their heyday, back when Gary Payton had a lore about him, calling him the Glove, because he was the top stealer in the NBA. And he was going to guard Jordan, and he pushes everybody away, and Jordan pushes everybody out of the way. And he goes, no, this is just between me and him. And the two of them walked up and down the court. Well, walked. They moved up and down the court almost like they were in a tango dance, because at no moment were they more than an inch or two away from each other. And I watched that in this Iowa game. Everybody played just outside of their abilities, beyond what they normally could do. They pushed themselves so hard. And there were injuries. There were people getting poked in the eye and twisting their ankles and going to the floor with injuries and then going to the back and getting, I don't know, some magical medical attention. And then they're back on the court. And then it was amazing. It was amazing. Iowa came out on top. And today at 3:00, we're going to watch the finale of the South Carolina Gamecocks, the legacy of Dawn Staley, facing off against Iowa in a big senior class with Caitlin Clark to see who is the champion of the Women's National College Association of Athletes. So, yeah, NCAA finale today at 3:00. Check it out. It'll probably be the best game of the year. Just a prediction. So I am here for it. Got my snacks, got my drinks, ready to find a spot to squat down in and watch this. Eyes glued. I even got eye drops so I could make sure I don't have dry eyes, because I'm going to stare at the screen and go, oh, the whole time. But anyway, tomorrow is going to be the men's finale. Purdue versus UConn. It's interesting. UConn had, you know, both men's and women's teams in the top four. But yeah, Purdue yesterday handled their game, and so did Connecticut. And now they're going to play each other. So that'll be fun. I probably won't watch that one. I'll be honest. I may, if I remember. I'm more looking forward to the women's game. It's just, it's better competition to me. But after watching the guys, I don't know. I may watch the one. I'll watch the one. Whatever. It is what it is. Okay. Don't pressure me. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Appreciate it. Y'all take care out there. My mother-in-law's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Kate. And my mom's birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Mom. And y'all take care. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And as always, cue the cow.
Cue the cow. Move, baby.